I'm Rachel.
I'm Megan.
I'm Esther.
What did you think of that?
It was amazing and incredible.
I think it's a good experience for Tim to be able to be the first British man to be in space.
I think it was like really proud for us because like we're British and like a British man's going to go into space to like sort of represent us. So I feel really proud and it's all like the nation around us.
How exciting was it having sort of that talk as well from, you know, the space experts that have come in today to tell you a bit more about why this has happened?
I know a lot more now because I know how important, because before I was just like, oh, space, but now I feel like really proud and encouraged like know more about space, and they really helped me to know about it.
I think it was a one in a lifetime experience because we'd never be able to experience this again because our school's picked specially.
I've learned a lot more and how much they have to train and how long they have to train to go up into space.
I'm Reese.
I'm Dylan.
I'm Connor.
It's just Tim Peake's been waiting for this all his life, so he's been training since 2009, so it's just been over the moon why he's got to do this.
And was it amazing to watch it?
Yeah, it's quite fascinating.
What about you?
I thought it was amazing, and he considered himself very lucky because he was one in 10,000 people that got to go.
Well, we never really knew anything about space, so it's been good to learn more about it and like where he's going about and what his environment's going to be like.
It was quite amazing to see that he was enjoying the flight and that he's looking forward to going to the International Space Station.
Is that something that you would ever consider doing maybe when you grow up?
I don't know.
Maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Any final words that you want to pass on to Tim?
Good luck. Hope you enjoy your time.
Good luck, Tim.
Thank you, Tim, for going to space because you're going to make our country and the British people proud. Thank you, Tim.
Good luck on your trip, Tim.